Vijayaha. Are you with me? Vijayaha.
Vijayaha.
Vijayaha. Repeat after me. Vijayaha.
Vijayaha.
Vijayate.
Vijayate.
Jnana Vairagya.
Jnana Vairagya.
Aishwaryadi Bihi.
Aishwaryadi Bihi.
Gunaihi.
Gunaihi.
Vishwam Iti.
Vishwam Iti.
Vijayaha.
Vijayaha.
Vijayate, he conquers, or the one who conquers, third person singular, Vijayate, he conquers. Jnana, knowledge. Vairagya, right? Aishwarya, overlordship, adibhihi. Gunaihi, by the gunas, by the qualities, instrumental plural, gunaihi, by the qualities, bihi is also instrumental plural for an e ending noun. So by the gunas, beginning with that adi, jnana, knowledge, vairagya, overlordship. So you remember the six bhagas of Bhagavan? So there's jnana, vairagya, aishwarya, shri, tejas, what do you mean, virya? Jnana, vairagya, shri, yashas, aishwarya, and
Virya.
Those are the six bhagas, the six wells. Swamiji just gave me a couple of them here. He has to give them all to me every time.
He just says,
So he goes, so Swamiji, that Adi stands for the ones he didn't give, right? So he says, the one who is victorious, right? The one who conquers in this in his own special way, that V stands for Vishesha. They're called upasargas, these prefixes that go on the verbs. They have different meanings, like V can be vishesha in particular, or it can be something like vigata, being free of it, free of the thing. And so there's different meanings. So, yeah, like vairagya, viraga, free of rajas, but it can be vishesha, a particular type. So here's a particular type of victory, its own special, unique victory. So the one who is victorious, by means of his qualities, in absolute measure, knowledge, vairagya, aishwarya, etc., that adi. Mm. So by means of those qualities, he is victorious in all ways. Vishwam means ever, in all ways. Vishwam is sometimes used as sarvam. So he is victorious over all. Or, you know, he is victorious over all by means of his gunas, because of his gunas. Mm-hmm. If somebody, for instance, for Ishwari Sarva Shakti Mattvam Sarvak, he has all power, he has all jnanam, you know, he has all fame, he has all everything. And so there's no way of conquering him. So, Vijayaha. And also, the Swamiji also goes on here, for the mumukshu who gains him in terms of identity, the mumukshu, the jnani himself, is ever victorious because I am the whole.
And
it's beautiful that way.
And this victory or this conquering is acquiring these qualities? Is that?
No. We don't acquire the quality. Bhagavan is all of that.
Oh.
So there's nothing beyond that.
Oh. Yeah.
So nobody has more because Bhagavan is the whole. And for the jnani the jnani is the one who recognizes I am Ishwara. So the jnani also becomes Vijaya, because there's nothing more to gain. There's nothing more to gain, and you can't lose what you have. So it's very beautiful, Vijaya. Let's do one more.
Jeta.
Yataha. Atishete.
Sarva bhutani.
Subhavataha.
Svabhavataha.
Ato jeta. I'll just read it with a semi-broken. Yataha. Atishete.
Sarva bhutani.
Svabhavataha.
Svabhavataha.
Ataha.
Jeta.
So here you have yataha and ataha. When you have that correlative, right? So it's yataha, ataha. Because, therefore. So yataha here, because of the etaha, means because or since.
Mm-hmm.
Since, atishete, he excels. Atishaya means to be excellent, to be above all things, to be superior to all things, to be excel.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the verb. So, atishete, since, yataha, he excels sarva bhutani, all beings. He surpasses all beings, swabhavataha, by means of his nature. That taha affix is an indeclinable. And it means, it gives the sense of the fifth case, due to, because of, by means of his swabhava, by means of his nature, he excels or surpasses all beings because there is nothing more. There's nothing that can surpass him. Right, so he excels all beings within the creation because he is the total. So therefore, he is jeta. Jeta is the nominative singular of jetra. Right, that like kartra, karta, jetra, jeta, right, ending noun. So Swamiji says, by his natural glory, swabhava, because that's the swabhavataha, sarvani bhutani atishete, he always excels, stands above everyone. Therefore, he is ever victorious. That's the idea. So, nice.
Jeta means victory?
Jeta. Jeta. It comes from the root G, to conquer. And then Jaya means victory or, you know, the victory. But Jetra means the one who conquers, from G. And Jeta is the nominative singular, like Kartra, Karta. Boktra, Bokta. Okay. Did I see that? Very nice. Yes.
Good. But you could also say he's victorious over life and death.
Yeah. Victorious. There's nothing beyond. He's the whole. Victorious over life and death, birth and death. Victorious over Ajnanam. Free from Ajnanam. Mm-hmm. Free from ignorance.
Yeah.
Oh. He's on. Om Swasti Prajabhyah Paripalayantam Nyayena Margena Mahimahishaha Go Brahmanebhyah Shubhamastu Nityam Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu Kale Varshatu Parjanyah Prithivi Sasya Shalini Desho Yam Shobharahitah Brahmana Santu Nirbhayah Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah Sarve Santu Niramayah Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kaschit Dukha Bhag Bhavet Asato Ma Sargamaya Tamaso ma jyotir gamaya, mrityor ma amritam gamaya, om purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate, purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vashishyate, om shanti shanti shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om